It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for What's on Your Mind.
Okay.
But before we can begin, we all need to log into our brains real quick. So let's connect.
Okay.
Oh.
Definitely
right.
Dial up.
Yeah, it looks like we're on dial up again.
Wait, why is it dial up?
Okay.
We don't have Wi-Fi?
No.
Thinking.
Wait.
Thinking.
Somebody better not be on the phone.
Not,
oh,
not
come
good.
On.
So if someone has the phone up right now, it's not going
to
work.
Oh, you know what? We're going to have to call IT on this one.
Dang it.
Sorry, Alex. You're going to have to come in and connect it for us.
Alex, we're going to fax you.
Yeah, we're going unconnected for a brand new What's on Your Mind, where we go around the room and find out what each member of the morning show has been thinking about
somebody
lately.
Somebody page Alex.
Starting with Brooke, what's been on your mind?
You know, when it comes to celebrity, we're in radio and we're like kind of the lowest rung on that celebrity totem
pole. Yeah, sure. We talk about celebrities.
But I mean, it's nice because every once in a while we do get preferential treatment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
That's true.
Right? Especially when we talk about something on air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you have heard about my bridge woes, okay?
Yeah.
The bridge to my home is out.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's out for the next couple years.
What happened?
I got contacted on Instagram.
What?
By the guy who runs the bridge.
No.
No.
Really?
Oh my God.
Did he hit you up?
No, no. His name's Kenny.
Oh,
his name's
okay.
Kenny, and I think that
shout
he's
out.
The guy that works in it because it's a,
like a
drawbridge.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
It has to go up and down.
Shut up.
He wrote me.
Oh,
no.
What did he say?
So
I'm starstruck right now.
Right? So I am so excited. I'm like, yes. I'm finally going to get, because you can get these special passes that let you sneak over the bridge that we're not supposed to go on.
Oh.
And so I'm like, this is it. This is my in. This is my chance. And you know what Kenny writes?
What?
Pay your ticket.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, he didn't.
Way to go,
damn
Kenny.
It, Kenny.
Way to stand up for the law of the land.
Bro, I thought he was going to give you a free pass and a lane to yourself.
Oh. And he's a very nice man. He went on to say that you're so awesome, you know. And he said, just think of all the times you sneaked over my bridge and didn't pay.
My
I'll forgive you because you're my favorite. But there was no, he also called me a vehicular villain.
You
so,
are.
I mean,
he's a
whoa.
Troll. He's the troll that controls the bridge.
He
he's
is.
Very nice. But I was just hoping he would give me one of those passes so I could use his bridge.
Oh, my God.
I like him more that he stuck to his guns.
He's like,
me
you're
too.
Great, but not that great.
Yeah.
Jose, what's been on your mind?
Well, just like millions of other people right now, I have been trying since day one to get my hands on a brand new PS5.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
it's,
they're always sold out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
These bots are buying them or
right.
something so fast and I can't get them.
Right.
Yeah.
So then the other night, a miracle happened.
Uh-oh.
Okay. While I was sleeping, my buddy saw that a batch had become available. So he bought one. And I woke up to a message, him like just casually, hey, bro, I just want to let you know I bought you a PS5 last night because
what?
I know you're dying to get one. I was literally shaking. I was like, I think it's the same moment like when I have a baby and you see the baby for the first time, right,
it's
Brooke?
Not,
yeah.
You're shaking.
You're not,
and you,
no.
You want to hold it, but you don't want to hurt it.
Yeah.
I love you.
And
okay.
I cried a little bit, but just like you would have when I had a baby.
Your PS5 is not like having a child.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Just like when you with a kid, when it starts acting up, you hit the restart button, you blow into its little cartridge area, and then it's gonna be better.
And they're mad expensive.
Yeah.
So anyway, I have a new baby, and I just want to give a shout out to my buddy Joe.
Aww.
I love you, bro. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe. You've officially distracted Jose from his job even more. You made our work much harder.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right, social media coordinator Alexis, what's been on your mind?
So I was at my other job at the coffee shop the other day, and I got there, and my manager said he needed to talk to me in the back.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I'm like, what now? Like, did another customer complain? Like, did he see me doing
so
something?
Much.
Uh-huh.
But no, he sat me down and said, someone came in the other day and asked for my autograph.
What?
Yeah.
For your autograph or for the manager's autograph?
For mine.
Oh, okay.
They knew who I was, so my manager asked me to sign napkins and leave them there.
Shut up. Shut up. So
I'm
now
serious.
You can go to your coffee shop and get an official Alexis napkin.
Well, I said no.
Oh, you did?
Good.
Yeah.
You could have done like lipstick kisses on all of them.
Oh.
I don't know.
You want to sell them. That's what you're saying.
That's right. Leverage this into a pay raise for yourself.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, I didn't even think about that yet. See, I was thinking it made me want to quit more. But
you say, look at me. I'm bringing customers in without even trying.
Okay. I mean, you guys helped a lot.
Okay.
I was going to say no, but.
Yeah, we're here
let's
for you.
Let's start signing right now.
There
yeah,
we go.
Life advice.
But yeah, thank
so
you to
cool.
my one fan out there.
Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
Well, you know that I have many weaknesses at this job.
At the job?
No, actually, we feel like you're doing a great job. It's you that think you're terrible.
Well, you know, sometimes, occasionally, our listeners will call me out on our weaknesses and shame me over the text board.
Well, all of us get that.
Just want to say thank you to Hank from Rotterdam. You're right, my Irish accent isn't very good. But probably my biggest weakness here is checking my email.
Oh my God.
And responding, you never respond.
Well, it's becoming a problem for me now.
It's just now?
It's been a problem for me for years.
Because between my two email accounts, I now have over 41,000 unread messages in my inbox.
You don't.
And I don't know what to do anymore.
Do you know how many people just listening to that had a panic attack?
That is anxiety inducing.
I get so many emails every day from random people, people that want to come on the show and like be like, oh, I have vegan recipes for diabetic cats for the Super Bowl.
Subject line what to delete and what to read.
Like, There's too many. There's too many.
I mean,
they come in so
now.
Quick. My popularity is soaring through the roof. There's so much fan mail.
Was this just a humble brag the entire time?
Well, I'm wondering, should I respond to that email from 2013 when Angela from HR wanted to know who my dependents were? Angela doesn't even work here anymore, but I feel bad that I never responded.
I
and maybe I should just get a new email.
Start fresh.
Start over with a fresh one until that one fills up to 40,000 unread messages.
That's like once your house is messy, you get a new house. It doesn't work like that.
It sounds easier than having to go through and actually sort through all this mail.
Okay. I think that there's someone out there that could help you.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe it's diabetic vegan cat recipe lady.
Maybe we should bring her and just have her go through my inbox.
Sounds interesting.
But I could use some advice. What do I do with all these unread messages? Text in some help. And also text into 78592. Tell us what you been thinking about lately. We'll read your text coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.